7 a.m. in the morning, there is a thick fog, stifling, almost choking me. I open the car door and put out my cigarette. That's better. It's clear, if not a little chilly, portside. The body is sprawled on the dock. I'm glad it's not still on the yacht. Parking would have been harder. Port workers move around me angrily. It would appear I've accidentally knocked over a portable toilet, and they'll be getting my department to replace it. I can just make out the blurry body of Lucas Cameronberg. He reminds me I'm wearing my reading glasses. He's crumpled in a way that suggests he'd recently had all his bones removed and couldn't walk properly. Or more likely, he'd fallen from the deck above. A small gold statuette lies next to his bashed-in skull. It's covered in blood, hair, and what looks like bits of luncheon meat. I taste it. Nope, not luncheon meat. I question a local vagrant who seems disgruntled. He'd been taping the yacht on his iPhone in the hopes he'd catch some early morning on-deck nookie. He'd given up at around 3 a.m. He tells me he recorded a naked twister game earlier, but he couldn't sell the footage as they weren't playing by the official rules. I guess the murder happened sometime between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., which was when Cameronberg's driver came to pick him up. The port workers suggest they'll use my car until their facilities are replaced. I take it as my signal to leave, and quickly untie the yacht, letting it drift out to sea. Hopefully, the passengers on board will sort things out before I have to use my brain again.